This is from a woman. Her name is Heather Cross, an attorney at Baker Donaldson in Rouge Beton. I'm going to read this to you in its entirety because to read half of it would be a grave insult. You need to hear. This is so well written, it doesn't even need any commentary. Dear CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, ABC News, CBS News, Good Morning America, the Today Show, and whatever other news organizations professing to employ people who refer to themselves as journalists. Carbon copy to all Ms. Cross's Facebook friends. FYI, there is a flood in Louisiana. You've met us before. You came and camped out over here during a very painful period in our existence about a month ago. You went into a neighborhood you'd never been in a state it's quite possible that you've never visited, despite that you are very well traveled, you think. Although I realize you are a sophisticated and accepting of other cultures, you think. You managed to pass judgment on an entire community and in your own country who were mourning and struggling to figure out what the hell just happened. And where do we go from here? All of us, well, most of us, in good faith. You didn't offer help. You didn't offer support. You offered criticism. And then you left. Oh, you came back a few weeks later, a lunatic, who also had never been here, showed up and murdered three of our finest citizens in broad daylight, in the middle of town. You came back with more criticism. More speculation, more side-taking. When in the community I live, we were basically all on the same side. And then she sings the High School Musical song, "We're all in this together." Miss Cross, I hate to pull a hashtag, but seriously, hashtag unbroken, capital B, capital R, get it? Not one person I watched on the national news during the weeks following Alton Sterling's death, I said Alton Brown, Alton Sterling's death, or the murder of three police officers gave my friends, my family, my neighbors any credit or the benefit of the doubt. Nope. The entire news media looked for someone to blame. Depending on what network you watched, the target of blame was Sterling himself, the cops, the South, the guns, the whatever. Not one person I watched on the national news assumed that the whole city was by and large and in good faith just trying to wrap our brains around what happened and trying to make our city whole again. Well, of course not, Miss Cross. These people are members of the media industrial complex. They don't care about you or Baton Rouge. They care about judgment porn. They care about lording because you know what? They're elite ruling masters, Miss Cross. And when they're done, their children get to take their place. And they get to go to the same cocktail parties. They're probably going to hang out at one tonight. They're going to yuck it up and laugh it up and drink it up and steak it up. While poor, unwashed, racist, moron hickhayseed losers in Louisiana will be picking up the pieces. By the way, folks, let me just interject here. I saw a photograph. I went to a friend of mine's house last night, and he had come from assisting one of our mutual friends in cleaning out his house. It's one of the things you have to do. You have to take all the stuff out of your house that was flooded. You got to get rid of it because it's going to mildew immediately. You got carpet, you got to pull it all up. You got anything that could absorb water, you got to get rid of it. If you don't, mildew is the immediate effect. And once you get mildew in a house, those of you that had it, you know you can't get rid of it. So he showed me photographs from the street that this guy lives on. You cannot imagine what this looks like. Every house has the same thing. It has a pile of garbage that covers the entire front of the width of the lot, and is about 4 to 6 feet tall. Back to Miss Cross. I think you people are stone-cold silent about this flood because, really, there's no agenda to push. There's no side to take. There's nobody to blame. Oh, Miss Cross, there is someone to blame. Just wait until the flood insurance claims cannot be made and people cannot rebuild their houses. And Chris Cuomo and Anderson Cooper and Jake Tapper and all the rest of them and Chris Matthews and David Gregory and all the rest of them are going to come down here and they're going to do feature stories on how idiots live in floodplains and didn't have insurance. What a scandal this is. And you people want charity from us. You moron. You shouldn't live in a floodplain, one guy told me on Facebook. By the way, I republished his comment in my piece at MikeChurch.com today. If you don't believe me, the people are already piling on going, that's what you get for living in a floodplain. Those neighborhoods in Baton Rouge are not in floodplains, sir. Oh, but you're a real prince among men. Congratulations, sir. What a nice man you are. Back to Ms. Cross. I think you people are stone-cold silent about this flood because, really, there's no agenda to push. There's no side to take. There's nobody to blame. So even though you don't seem in the least bit curious, here's what's been happening around here since you left. Anybody getting this? 844-527-8723. First, as previously stated, there was a Noah's Ark-level flood. It affected all of us, black, white, dog, cat, man, woman, child, transsexual. While it was still raining, a spontaneous, private, and well-meaning navy of ordinary people assembled themselves. They were black, white, Asian, and otherwise. They weren't protesting anything. They got into their own boats, spent their own money, spent their own time, risked their own lives. Black people saved white people. White people saved black people. Nobody asked what color you were before knocking on your door. Kind of reminds me of that sensitivity training course from the TV show Rescue Me. Remember?
How many of you would say that you're prejudiced? Show of hands. Okay, we have a hand up. You think you're prejudiced?
Yep.
Against who?
Well, let's see. Chevy Neons that cost $12,000 to buy but have $8,000 paint jobs and 9 spics inside them smoking weed. That's one thing.
Okay, now listen. The term spic.
That's okay. No spic.
Well, see, that's really not...
Crazy chink broads who don't know how to drive in the first place and now they got cell phones stuck to their ears while they're doing 65 miles an hour down 6th Avenue. Huh?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. The crazy chinks on bikes with 10 pounds of Chinese food strapped to the handlebars.
Okay, now see, the word chink is what I like to call a problem word.
If I were a chink, I'd rather be called a chink than a... Gook.
Okay, now hold on. Listen to me, please. Chinese people would not like to be called gook or chink or pan face or zipper head or...
See, that's another thing. I mean, Puerto Ricans, we get shafted even when it comes to racism. Chinks got what, like 4 ethnic slurs? We get 1. Spic. That's it. The Irish, they got Mick, Patty, Donkey. Italians, they got Guinea, Wop, Dago.
Yeah, spaghetti bender.
I have a video that I would like you to watch. Hopefully it will spark some serious thoughts.
It's just to cover the FDNY's ass. That's all it's good for, you know? Just in case some Puerto Rican woman or some fat Chinese guy files a lawsuit against the FDNY, or God help us, there's another disgruntled female firefighter who thinks she has a case, the FDNY can say, no, they can't be prejudiced. They took this horseshit sensitivity training. Let me tell you something. Next time I run into a burning building and refuse to bring out anybody who's not the same color as me, that's when you can bring my angry, sober, pink Irish ass back down here. Got it?
These are not first responders. I'm continuing now with Heather Cross. These are not first responders on some list somewhere. These are a bunch of guys who like to hunt and fish and as a result own flat-bottom boats, and they assume that the actual police and other first responders, not to mention their fellow citizens, could use a little help. So they just showed up. Nobody told them to. They wanted to. Meanwhile, across town, a spontaneous, private, and well-meaning army of ordinary people assembled themselves in a 7-warehouse, unair-conditioned soundstage. And FYI, it's really hot in August in southeast Louisiana. They found some fans, and they had plenty of room. They gathered canned goods, bottled water, Gatorade, Neosporin, Band-Aids, toothbrushes, deodorant, hairspray, sleeping bags, chairs, and pillows. They set up kitchens with their tailgating party supplies. Nobody told them to. They just did it. Why? All because people who just lost everything about a half hour ago got plucked off their rooftops in helicopters, and this army knew that they needed to go, that they needed somewhere to go. and something to eat pretty much instinctively. Meanwhile, across town, people who usually lived as one family unit in well-kept homes slept on air mattresses in friends' homes, watching floodwaters threaten every memory, every belonging, every photograph, everything they spent their whole lives building. Every spot their child took their first step become overrun with ruin, knowing it would be months, if not years, before they clean up the mess. People who lost homes in Katrina went through the same thing all over again. People who don't own much to speak of have nowhere to return to. All of these people woke up in a place where they have nowhere to send their kids to school indefinitely. All of these people I've seen are sad. They are tired, but they are resilient, and they are smiling. I'm reading you an open letter written to the media industrial complex by a Baton Rouge woman who lives in Baton Rouge. Her name is Heather Cross, and I'm reading it in its entirety. This is the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. At 8, my telephone number, if you'd like to call the program, it is a free phone Friday after all, which means I get to talk to Mo, Larry, and Curly for the remainder of the 2 hours, save for when Debbie Schlossel calls. But you could call at 844-527-8723. Back to Miss Cross. We have not even begun to count our dead, much less bury them, and we're still in mourning over the events from last month. For the love of goodness, the least you could do is offer us a little encouragement. But I suppose a bunch of self-sufficient folks that actually love one another and are trying to figure things out isn't as interesting to you as casting gross stereotypes over people who live in flyover country. Well, we are a little bit baffled after all that unwanted attention we got a few weeks back. When we actually need you to get the word out, you are nowhere to be found. As much as it pains me to ask, we need you to shine a light on this. There are people here who need help. Let's take a time out. Let's take a time out from monitoring Donald Trump's Twitter feed and deal with this one. We need attention because we cannot rebuild our infrastructure, our schools, our homes, our businesses without the money that the attention will bring. So here's what we need you to explain to people that don't live in Louisiana. All right, folks, it gets real here. One, this water damage was caused by rain, not a tidal surge. There's a difference. I don't have time, lots of time to explain it, but the main difference is that this is such a badass amount of rain that it only happens every 1,000 years. Yes, 1,000 years. Two, as a result of how infrequently this happens, yes, every 1,000 years, nobody knew this was coming. We thought it would rain. We didn't realize we would get almost 3 feet of rain in some places. 14 trillion gallons of water is now trying to drain out of rivers and bayous and ditches that are stretched beyond capacity. Think about that. Where is all the water going to go? Hell, I don't really know. But I can tell you this on its trip to the Gulf of Mexico, which is incidentally where a lot of your rainwater goes, it's going to travel over places it hasn't been for 1,000 years. Sometimes that's the floor of your house. Sometimes it's only the floor of your house, or the first floor of your house. Sometimes it's only the floor of your house. Sometimes it's your entire business that supports you and supports others. Either way, you have no place to inhabit for months because you can't live in a house that's been covered in water or sell your wares out of a store that nobody can get to. Three, this flood affected people from every walk of life. It did not discriminate between the good side of town or the bad side of town. It was an equal opportunity offender. It just tried to ruin half a state. Despite what you may think, we are fairly united against this slithering, slimy, common enemy. We have only just begun to figure out how to dig our way out. Maybe you can help us figure it out, huh? At this point, we're open to suggestions, or at least some assistance in ripping out the wet sheetrock. Four, you can buy maximum value flood insurance, and it will not, repeat not, cover the cost of the average price of a home in East Baton Rouge Parish. Plus, notably, flood insurance must be purchased separately from regular homeowner property insurance. Most homeowners insurance policies will cover you if you suffer any other form of natural disaster. By that I mean earthquakes, tornadoes, and wildfires. But for some reason, not floods. Nope, that is limited. There are maps that insurance companies have where they think it could possibly flood. There are uninsured houses right now that are in a place that some bean counter in an insurance company did not think it would flood. Maybe someone could check out what the hell is going on with flood insurance, hmm? We certainly talk a lot about health insurance, don't we? 5, there's stuff we have that cannot be replaced. 6, Al Sharpton, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, President Obama, Kim Kardashian, and others are nowhere to be found. Although, props to Taylor Swift for the cool million she's already sent. Continuing, Miss Cross now. This is a letter, the open letter that was written to the media industrial complex. Since I guess I am a member of the media industrial complex, although not a member of the industrial part of it, I felt compelled to read it in its entirety. Continuing, this education is sorely needed because the few, and I mean very few, articles I have been able to locate on the national news have said nothing about the above 6 points. But the best part? The comments. They clarify how uneducated the rest of the United States is about Louisiana, while usually and ironically calling the people in Louisiana uneducated. In addition to the fact that environmentalists who love the earth do not realize that Baton Rouge is not on the coast or below sea level. My favorite irony, she says parenthetically. These people think we are cultural Neanderthals. They don't realize that we have our own music, food, language, and culture. It's a gift, and we are grateful and proud of it. It's your fault you won't take the time to understand it, not mine. However, the recurring criticism and or question from these commentators is, why don't these people just move? I have two responses to you. The first, by way of example, do you remember that... do you remember the tsunami that happened in Thailand? A bunch of people on expensive vacations got mowed down by an unpredictable, unforeseeable weather event. Not once did I hear anyone ask, why would you go on vacation where there could be a tsunami? Nope. All the people I know were too busy praying novenas and donating money to go to some country they may never see to stop and ask such a thing. The more significant reason we don't move away is because this is the kind of place that prays novenas and sends money to places we've never been in the hope of sending help and comfort to people we've never met. We are the kind of people that assemble a volunteer army and a volunteer navy whose sole mission is to spread love, support, and a hot meal to our neighbors and community. We are dropped off in a shelter with a couple thousand of our new friends and honestly still find a way to laugh together. The Cajun Uber joke on Facebook is priceless. That's it. Our joie de vivre is in our DNA, and it grows out of this soil, and it's contagious. But only in this place, on this little part of muddy earth. We know all of our cousins. We live a block from our grandparents. But the food is really, really good. Boy, howdy, is it. Come hell or high water, we're not going anywhere. You're welcome to visit anytime. We promise, no matter what, we'll love you anyway. We will always send rescue, and we will always find a way to make you smile. And after that, we will, most definitely, feed you. Signed, love, the state of Louisiana, unbroken.